I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is TS Knas with me, Peter Bristov, and Aron Flam. Soren is on his way. He's late.
As per usual.
Yes.
And Black Eye is not too late.
But no. Fortunately, but fortunately, Peter has forgotten to bring his mood board, so we don't have to suffer through the Soren is late jingle.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, is there a jingle?
Yeah. He's done it so many times. Okay. There's a jingle now.
Shit, man.
But I'm going to edit that jingle.
I don't think you should.
I will.
No.
I will.
No.
We even have a new jingle for voice off, because you had a voice off with Dominic Hensel, and every time you're gonna...
I have no memory, no recollection of this at all.
You read...
This has probably not happened.
Yes, it has. Anyways, our guest today is an American, but... He lives in Sweden for some reason.
Thank you guys for having me and for speaking Swedish.
Yeah.
Jag har jättetacksam. I'm sure your listeners like, vad fan han det här? Bara svenska!
No, I don't know.
But yeah.
Jemi Afolabi,
yeah. Thanks for having
What's
me,
up?
Guys. What's going on? What's happening?
I don't know why...
We know
immediately.
Why.
What's up?
We know why.
You know, because, you know.
Yeah.
Anytime you can speak Ebonics, Yemi, I say, you take
Yemi.
It, Peter.
Yeah.
Why are you here?
I don't know. Why am I here? In Sweden in this apartment?
Sweden, okay, Sweden, not in this apartment. You're here.
I met a Swedish woman, a lady. We fell in love, and there was some wrestling about whether I should move to make it work. And
where are you from?
I'm from New York, Harlem originally.
So where did you meet this woman?
I met her in L.A.
Okay.
Funny story,
And she's blonde, she's beautiful, she's Swedish.
She's blonde, she's beautiful, she's brilliant as well. She's a PhD. She works for the... the Karolinska Institute with the World Health Organization talking about drugs, and I'm writing dick jokes, you know? So it's just like, pow! Found myself a winner. No, she's great, and I moved here for her, and I saw what we were doing back and forth. I saw that there was a stand-up scene. This was like, what, five years ago, where it was like started regrowing, or there was like a rebirth of stand-up comedy in Sweden.
Yeah,
and I said, you know, I could do this. And 5 years later, I'm like, I don't know if I could do this. I might just take a writing job, do some radio.
This is a very small market. Most artistic professions here are part-time or a hobby level anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I would say I'm hobby level. Yeah, that's fine with me.
Well, it's just, and I mean, have you considered how much culture in Sweden is government financed? Or communally financed?
I'm starting to get hip to that. The SVT and like the Melody Festival, which was the finale yesterday. I was talking to my lady and I was like, who pays for this? And she's like,
we do.
I'm like, I pay for this? She's like, yeah. And I'm like, it's a huge, like, lights, camera, like people moving.
Super Bowl for,
And I'm just
Europeans.
Like, yeah, and I just don't. I mean, I don't understand it. I'm not European, but I guess it's nice. Like, if you take your family out,
well,
like,
come on, Jimmy.
I think there's definitely a misrepresentation of the brownies, like on SVT. If they're not on
brownies,
black people, brown people, brownies. That's what I call them, brownies.
I don't think you should confuse brown people and black people. Yeah, I mean, that's racist.
Is it?
Yeah, you're racist. I'm pretty sure you're racist. Anyway, so you decided.
I love brownies, man.
So you decided to steal a Swedish woman. Theft of women, check.
I stole her, put her in a bag.
Yeah,
hit
okay.
Her
so now you're here.
Times,
did you get a job here?
Got a job. At
you stole a job.
Stole a job. I got it through the Instex job, actually, at Arbetsförmedlingen, where the government pays, I think, 75% of my salary to companies to influx these immigrants. My Swedish was shit at the time, so I was working as a cashier.
I think it's improved immensely.
Oh, man. Tack snälla. Var snällt av dig.
How are you practicing? Do you go to SFE?
I went to SFE, which also had a stipend. If you finished it within the year, they paid you like 12,000 crowns or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so this, I mean, people talk shit about Sweden, but they don't realize there are mass efforts if you have... I think, like someone, of course, I was lucky.
But could you read and write in your original language before you came here?
English?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, then I guess it's easier for you.
It's like, were you literate? Like,
did you have to learn a new alphabet?
So three extra letters. Swedish is pretty similar in sentence structure, but when you get into grammar and rules, then it goes to shit.
No, but that's the thing. Actually, it's quite similar to English because English also has more exceptions than rules.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's they're both instinctive languages. Either you get them or you don't.
Yeah,
because I talked to Andrew, your cousin, about this because he asked me about en or ett.
Yeah.
En bil, ett barn. Yeah. When and how do you...
You just know.
Yeah, you just know.
Yeah, that's what out of every Swede... I just kind of know.
Yeah, you feel if it's a feminine or a masculine, sort of. But that's not politically correct to say anymore. You just feel that there is different energies in a non-binary way.
Exactly. I'm non-binary linear. I'm like, I don't know when all this like math came into sex. But okay, man, I'm not trying to offend you, bro. I'm just saying.
So you got here. What were your first impressions of Sweden?
Beautiful country, beautiful people, socially awkward as fuck.
Yep.
But then I learned more. I got deeper into the socially awkward. It's not socially awkward. It's just that you guys have about 9 months of like this dark gray winter. And it kind of knocks you out. Like it knocks your soul. Like literally. Like you have to take vitamin D pills, go to sun therapy to stop those crazy thoughts. Like, yeah, I'll just fucking fall down the steps, man. Shit. Just die. You're not going to miss it.
Yeah.
A lot of people do that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Antidepressants are high in Scandinavia, especially in Copenhagen, Denmark. I think they have one of, if they're not one of the leading countries in Scandinavian.
You'd think we get used to it.
No, but you. Like now it's nice. And then I'm like, don't trust it.
No.
Don't wait till April. And then that gray hits and then another snowstorm. But I would say that.
And have you noticed how the memory of summer stretches from the 2 weeks of sun we actually get into a 4 month sun vaganza?
Yeah, exactly. Just go on vacation. Like now, I'm like now in November, I'm just gonna go on vacation, which most Swedes do, right?
Yeah.
They go to what's the two places? Canary or
Thailand?
Thailand, yeah,
yeah.
But
I've never been to either.
I thought initially Sweden was a dope place. Yeah, but I lived in Uppsala, so I didn't have a real indication of Sweden. Uppsala is its own little town.
Yeah.
I would say Stockholm is definitely more my speed. I just moved last year, so I would say I just moved to Sweden.
Well, it's pretty similar to New York, I'd say.
It is.
No, it's not.
It is in certain ways, and it isn't. I mean, you can't compare, like, it's apples and oranges, but I would say the pace and the speed for me, like, it's good. I can do things. Like, I'm doing a podcast. Yeah. I just came from school. I'm going to do a show tonight. That's in Uppsala. It's like, well, I got to go to Stockholm, you know. I got to pack my bags, honey. It was just a whole thing. So,
So where do you live now?
Nacka. South Shabu. You guys know? Yeah. Fancy. We're living in a side adjacent apartment. This guy built an apartment, you know, a two-family house. So we're renting out the side of the house. And it's really nice. It's by the... whatever, the water and by the nature, which my lady likes, and it's 20 minutes from the city, so it's a nice compromise.
Yeah, I understand.
It's really dope. Yeah.
Have you watched Morten Andersen's YouTube series?
Yeah, New York and Sweden?
Yes, the Swede in New York,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I'm following him. He asked me for some tips, and I'm like, don't take it personal, it was New York. Like,
yeah.
I don't know why some people think that they can go to a new territory and then destroy. Like, that's not how comedy works.
No.
There's hierarchy. There's people who pay dues. There's jealousy. There's, like, pettiness. It's high school at the end of the day.
Nepotism.
So especially in New York, like, when I go there, if I know someone, then I'm cool. Like, oh, I know the booker. Okay, but if you go to a new mic and they don't know you, and you're like, yeah, give it up for Yemi Afolabi. No. You could be brilliant. People will just hate on you, like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's better, the better you are, the more
they'll really hate you. Yeah. If you have good jokes, they might steal that shit. Like, it's New York. But I commend the effort, and I'm just telling them, embrace the journey, because it'll make you a better comic. You're like, all right, shit, I want to win these people over. Because one thing I definitely noticed when I moved here is the mics here are not mics. They're like shows, which is great. But it gave me a weird sense of self, because you would go to Martin Anderson, like, you go to a mic, and it's just comics.
Yeah,
like 10, 15 comics talking to each other.
You do 5 minutes.
Yeah, 5 minutes, and that's it. There's no, oh, yeah. Here, it's like shows, packed, Big Ben, Mafia, like any show you go to. Like, it's like super, your show tonight, I've heard, like, super packed, and that's great, but you guys are a paid show. So the unpaid shows here, oh, we can't talk?
Yeah, we can. He's being silly.
Shh, don't talk about the fucking show. So that really made me, because I was hosting, and that really made me sound bitter, or it made me jaded, because you get these comics like, hey, can I go on first? Hey, can I go on the third time? And I'm like, you don't pay, like, who are, like, who, you know what I mean? Like, I came from the bottom. Started in L.A., fucking took me 3 months to get at the Comedy Store.
Where were you
bucket
born?
List. I was born in Harlem Hospital, 135th, Lenox.
And when did you move to L.A. then?
Oh, I moved. Oh my! There was a lot of weed. 2008. No,
like, how old were you?
No, I was like 23, 20. No, I was 20. What am I? 31 this year. 32. Jesus Christ! I was like 24-ish. Let's say 24.
Yeah. And you started doing comedy.
So, what did you do in New York between high school and L.A.? Why did you have to escape New York?
Okay. Long story short, I went to an all boys HBCU, historic. Black college. And
you went to a sex segregated school.
Yes.
Okay. So, in your experience, how was that?
A lot of.
Well, it wasn't only sex segregated. It was also
race segregated. It was Atlanta, cool. Morehouse, very prestigious.
You didn't even have a Latino kid there.
There was some white people there.
What?
Yeah.
There was one. No, yeah, so it's like, it not race segregated.
That one
just
white guy
segregated.
Who wants to get like engulfed in the culture. He's doing double Dutch break dancing. All right. We get you, man. All right, Tom. Take it easy, man. You fit in, bro. We like you, man.
No, but it's a sex segregated.
Yeah. And I hated it. I just played Halo all semester and then like failed. And then I was like, this is not what I want to do. And then I moved to New York and I worked for a little bit because I like my oldest brother's like, dude, you're not a schooly type of guy. Just like live life. And then I worked and I went to a junior college and I went to media. Like I studied media. And then I was like, this I like. And then I started doing that. And then after I graduated, my parents moved from our place in Washington Heights to Staten Island. I was like, I hate Staten. Like, if you're a New Yorker, like, moving to Staten Island is just like hell. It's just like, hey, Staten Island. Like, it's just, got to take a boat there. So I was like, I hit up my sister, who at the time was living in L.A., and she's like, you can live with me, but you got to work. You got to pay rent and all this shit.
If you ever watched a movie or a television series that takes place in New York, you know that Staten Island is the worst.
Yeah. What was that?
That's Aaron's phone.
Okay. I'm sorry about that. I don't even know where it is.
You sure that's not Soran trying to get upstairs? Or
maybe.
Something?
I don't care.
Might be.
So yeah, then I moved to L.A., and then I was doing like comedy in New York off and off, like little bit, and fight friends out. And I was like, I like this. I like comedy. And it was all right. But then in L.A., I got my feet wet, so to speak. Did a Comedy Store, improv, open mics. Like, open mics pretty much wherever I could get them. And I didn't have a car, so I would just be bumming rides and stuff. So it was
If you don't have a car, then L.A. is
that's
fucking...
just like,
What is the code? Soren wants to know. Oh, okay. I'm near Klippe Borta.
Is this your place? This is a really nice place.
You come in to say it.
No.
This is a huge place for like Stockholm. Oh, you paused it. Okay.
Yeah.
You were going to ask us about what?
How you guys feel about the Tim Pool?
Did you see his stuff?
Yeah,
they're saying
Mamo's
he's
the new
a Nazi.
Harlem, and I'm like,
they're
what
saying
the fuck does
he's a Nazi extremist now.
Who's
oh, really? No, he's just a journalist.
No, Swedish media, seriously, like that's what they're. That's well, where they're going.
Oh, Tim Pool is the guy who went to Malmo.
Yeah, and he tried like, and then
Rinkeby, and he was
and nothing happened. But he tried to make it like.
Well, it happened. Didn't happen anything in Rosengård, but in Rinkeby, something sort of happened.
I heard he had to get escorted out by the cops, but that was a lie. The cops just left or something. I don't know, but I just hear that he's just kind of like clickbaiting people, I think. And, you know, next news cycle, it'll be something else. This guy will say something like, look at, you know, Germany. Hey, Shena. I like it. Bro.
We're talking about Tim Pool, American journalist.
No, I don't think so. I think Swedes, there are certain, like even before PC, Sweden's culture is consensus culture. Mm. So we've had this, some things are just not talked about or joked about. And then you don't do any research into it or nothing, and then you don't know, and the problem grows usually for years and decades. And then it comes back to bite you in the ass because of some unexpected event, because life is full of unexpected events, and that is the national curse.
I don't know what has been said, but I disagree with Aron.
I disagree with everything that's
welcome, Soran.
Yeah. Thank you.
We just started talking about it, and we also touched on Morten Andersson's YouTube series. Have you watched it?
New York and Sweden, New York.
The Sweden,
the Swede.
Yeah.
Oh, the Swede. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've seen bits of it on Instagram.
Okay.
Petter sent me a clip, and you know I spend my days watching basically war zones, but I couldn't stand this. This was too much for me.
I'm
switching back to like. Burned children's bodies.
Jesus Christ. I love the clips. Because I like to watch what happens in New York in the
Is that how you see what happens in New York?
Well, what happens around. In the comedy scene.
All right. I thought that was just how you follow the news.
Yeah.
But I also think it's because he's an attractive white guy. Like, you're not...
Yeah, it's not going to work as
sorry,
well.
Oh, sorry. You're not going to get like... especially me, if I'm a comic and I'm coming from work, you know, work to 9 to 5, then doing open mic, I got to pay 5 to go up, and then I see this dude, nice, he looks like he just stepped out of H, and I'm a hate. I'm like, yeah. Fuck this shit. You on holiday? This is like, this is my grind. You know, like, it's and I'm trying to tell him, like, it's just the city, man. Like, you got to earn your keep.
I think that's something his struggle with throughout the years is... understanding how other people see him or whatever he is talking about. He had in his show he had a bit where it was supposed to be like the serious part of the show. I think it goes down a little bit, and one of the things he was talking about that was such a tough thing for him during his life was like he had a period when most of his life. And like at one time he found himself, he was having a threesome with two like 19-year-old models, and he just felt empty, and he was like, what is this for? And I was like,
what do you mean? That's like the 15-minute long opening joke on his show. Me and Petter were second row watching it.
Which one? On the Ethan?
Yes.
Yeah. It became that, but when he worked on it, it was meant to be like
that's the serious part.
Okay. Because for him, it was like, it means I have a void that can't be filled, whatever.
Yeah.
But you have to realize that when people hear this, they don't feel sorry for you.
Oh, no.
And like, you have to have the same perceptive of yourself that other people have to be able to... You know,
but I learned something at Morten's shows that me and Petter have seen, and that is Morten has an audience, so there is obviously more people with this extremely skewed perspective of reality out there.
Find your niche. I love... He mentions it a lot in his YouTube series that he doesn't... He feels he could be better at speaking English.
As I said, Morten has an audience.
Yeah.
So there are more people out there with this.
No, but my favorite part was, I think it was not the latest episode, but the one before, he was going to make breakfast, and he holds up an avocado, and like, look at this giant, and he goes silent, because I think he thinks, what is it called now again? And so he's quiet, and then said, avocado.
It would have been funny if he said guacamole. Look at this guacamole. It's like,
three guacamole. Guacamole seed.
Try again, man.
I actually like that word, guacamole seed. I think that's guacamole a better word. Because I've been experimenting with avocado. I think avocado is a better way of pronouncing it. But guacamole seed is actually...
Can I just ask you, you guys said about Tim Pool. Is he the guy who... dared people to go live in Malmo, or is it
he went
after Trump said last night in Sweden he said he wants to do some investigation journalism, and he went to like Malmo Rinkeby to see if there was any type of
one guy who said I'll pay for someone to go there
and
Tim Pool was the guy I was talking about.
A lot of people have financed Tim Pool. But okay. But money into his.
No, there was this one troll. English. He's British.
Okay, so, like, am I a troll?
Most certainly, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Right. but because I would distinguish between someone who's anonymous and not.
Oh no.
Oh.
Okay. You don't. You could be. Okay. So basically, you're just using it for someone who has different views than you. Is this you're talking about?
No.
Paul Joseph Watson.
No, I'm using it on people who are not purposely not using the entire, like Granskning Sverige, or purposely not using the entire truth, purposely taking stuff out to make
out of context
a point, not
cherry
telling
picking
the whole,
their yeah. The details.
Am I using? I don't know. Just being saying very irrelevant things to. Make their point. I was joking when I
did
called
you see
one
that
well.
You now on Twitter can mute all the egg accounts.
Yes,
there's a button you can just mute them.
But doesn't that take the fun out of Twitter and the internet? I mean, Twitter's dying
if
anyway.
If people do that, then they're idiots.
Why? It just confirms your filter bubble.
It's fucking moronic.
Why?
Because you don't get opposing viewpoints, and you don't hear the crazy,
exactly.
And then you
oh
don't.
Oh my god!
And then
is so not true.
Then you don't get to practice your own arguments values. Reevaluate your values or
opinions. Your first statement, which you based your arguments on, isn't true. You wouldn't get other people's views if you didn't see what egg accounts. You can go around that by just posting a picture, any picture of anything. And if you take that time, so what you don't get is bots, people who are absolutely not interested in having a conversation or saying anything.
That's not true.
Listen, what you don't see mainly is spam and threats. That is what you don't see from. And the people that do want to argue with you or have a discussion or any other thing, they just have to change from
their egg avatar. They have to change their egg avatar.
It's not like
a
barrier.
A Swedish flag.
Or that everybody that doesn't have an egg is like, those are the only people who oppose you. Those are the only people who actually don't put any thought into their opinions discussions that you have. I have plenty of discussions throughout the years. Approximately zero has been with egg accounts. They've been, and they don't have to use their real names or anything, but they have to make a
smallest effort.
Smallest.
And one can argue, even if you do block them, they'll just create another account.
Yeah, yeah.
But
it's not blocking even, and
it's just.
I mean,
I
don't do it. I haven't done it, but I mean, I think it's a weird perspective to have, especially if you are.
This is like wanting to ban graffiti, basically.
No, I don't want to ban anything. This is what you choose on your page.
This is like if you were annoyed by graffiti, you could install a lens in your eye that took away all the graffiti in the reality.
Yeah, that would be great if you don't like graffiti.
And also
nobody's going to
No, this is also very weird. It's a weird misconception that you have to on your own page, whatever it is, like see everything that everybody says screams at you all the time, especially if you're a public figure and you have more than like 100 followers. And because
if you're a public figure and you have more than 100 followers, then you're not the average social media user anyway. So
we're not talking about the average one. We're talking
about what I'm saying is that normal people maybe don't get as many egg accounts that follow them,
so
or neo-Nazis trying to argue their viewpoints.
So they don't have to do that. And I argue with neo-Nazis as well. But that's what I argue. But if they can't make the effort of even, and I mean,
okay,
I haven't done it, but I guess
so. If there was like a function on Twitter that I could block out all the feminists.
Yes, you can put in different words that you don't want to
say. I'm
sure
you can like filter that shit.
I'm sure I could. But if there was an automatic function provided by Twitter,
right, yeah.
Blocking out socialism, communism,
but you're
hippie idiots.
That's ideology.
New age ladies, people with cats.
New age ladies? I
like
that one. Egg accounts is
but,
not...
All right, you're
but
confusing
this is, this,
things. Listen.
No, I'm not confused. You're confusing things.
No, listen, Otto.
What I'm saying
listen,
is we
Otto.
Have...
Aron, listen. We're talking about...
You're not listening, sir.
Aron.
Seriously.
Aron. We're talking about egg accounts. You're talking about... You said feminists. This is... Egg accounts is not one opinion, one ideology. This is people who don't...
They're all individuals.
No, yeah. They're actually not. They're well, a lot of
okay,
about
that's
bots.
A stretch for most people in general. They're not individuals.
They're bots, but Autumn. They're bots. Most of them are bots.
But usually, okay. if it's an egg, it's a troll. That's one yeah. can say that, and I see both point of views, but why would you want to deal with the troll that doesn't even have the fortitude to put up a picture or any type of information?
But I don't see the other, because it has absolutely nothing to do with not seeing other opinions. I follow people from all over the spectra. You see different kind of opinions. And also, I haven't used this function, but it's not against that function. You just have to not have the egg. Basically, mostly it's bots. If you look at all the people that follow you, especially when you get like... Yeah. For me, I have over 400,000 followers. You see, most that just follow are just eggs. And
yeah,
if you
it's not,
see, they're not real accounts.
Twitter is not saying you have to change everything you stand for. Like, it's just you have to change a picture and you can't be muted.
Twitter, it could be a picture of an egg.
Twitter is just basically asking you to vote on freedom of speech.
No.
Jesus
no.
Christ.
That's
no.
A stretch.
Are you...
That is a,
it's not even a stretch, it's just not
but
true.
They can take down your account if you don't follow the guidelines and people this has happened. Has that ever happened
but
to you? Like
hold on, that was extra stupid.
Yeah. You can still write whatever
please,
you want.
Please argue how this
you
is can, against freedom
you
of speech.
You
want to
know how you avoid eggs on Twitter? Don't get a Twitter account.
No, listen to me.
It's very, very simple.
Hold on, listen to me. How does that have anything to do with...
Why are we
speech?
Supposed to line the
so
walls
it,
of
so
Twitter with soft pillows?
So
that's
Autumn,
retarded.
Autumn, we are not lining Twitter. You're deciding
Autumn,
what you want to see
listen,
on your
Listen, I don't
want to
be built into a madrassed cell with a bunch of leftist idiots
Autumn,
who can't deal with reality.
Autumn, that's not it. You're making stuff. You're making up arguments that see, are not true. We haven't said that.
You're not even listening to my arguments.
Jesus Christ. If you... You can follow and see whatever you want. Freedom of speech does not mean that everybody on their in their own feed have to have everything addressed to them at all times.
You can
That's
have a,
not freedom of speech.
You can have
threatened.
A closed account, first of all.
You can also just mute people.
Yes,
that is,
you
yes,
can mute
that
people.
Is not
you can block people.
Of
you can flag people. There's lots of things you can do. So there's no need for a general application.
Obviously, there is for some people. You
yes,
don't have
and
that
I know what
issue.
Type. I know what type of people who wants this function.
What type of people you think need this function?
I think this is people who are part of sects and don't want to see things that collide with their worldview. Basically,
see,
that's what I think.
Sex?
Sects.
Sex, okay.
Autumn.
Cults.
Autumn. Eggs are not an ideology.
I'm not talking about whatever an individual egg says or does on Twitter. I'm talking about blocking out whatever you don't agree with. That is what I'm talking about. This is what this application is meant to do.
No.
It's
spam.
Yes, okay. So how does this application decide what is an egg view? Or a bot
no,
view.
It's
no,
not a view.
It's not Jesus
if
Christ.
They
it's
don't
the egg.
Change the avatar.
The egg
that's
avatar.
The only thing. If they don't change the avatar, you could be the nicest guy on Earth and still have an egg avatar and you'd still be muted. It's not about
you
opinions.
You can have the same opinion as everybody else. You can be the same leftist.
It could be
liberal.
You with an egg avatar and you get muted.
Or me.
Or, yeah, Sauron.
The most PC person in the world saying the most PC shit in the world would be muted. It's just that
it has
you have to make if you want to be to make sure that they're not mainly that they're not bots.
You know what this
that,
is
because a lot of these when because like you said they make new accounts.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Just to put to if you block they post like threats or say something or if it's something that people don't agree with they block them they make a new account. So now you have to make the extra effort of actually just
yeah.
uploading
this
one
is
more picture.
Sort of like terms of service for Twitter. Hey, if you want to be on this site and not get muted, by some people, change your avatar. This is our site. These are our rules. It's not telling people you can't say whatever you want. They're still allowed to say whatever they want.
Speaking of a similar conversation we had about a couple of weeks ago, or about whatever, blocking out views or being PC.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door.
Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
What happened to PewDiePie? I saw Aaron posted a clip on it.
What happened to PewDiePie?
What happened? Well, you didn't even hear the controversy?
I heard something about SJW versus PewDiePie, like social justice warriors or something. I don't know. I don't follow PewDiePie that much.
No, he...
I mean, I follow him, but I don't know if he's like...
He got into some trouble.
Made a clip,
You got into beef with
PewDiePie? No, not Aaron. Aaron defended him.
He's just a gamer, man.
Well, according to Wall Street Journal, he said some anti-Semitic stuff.
Ooh.
And has done that over a period of time, and now they called him out on it. And
on a stream?
Well, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and now they called him out on it, and he got his TV show canceled, and well, his YouTube series canceled, and his and YouTube didn't want anything to do with him. He still has his channel. It's not
YouTube Red pulled his.
Yeah,
They pulled his YouTube Red
show. The premium YouTube.
And Disney did something as well?
They took away their sponsorship. But that's inconsequential. I think what's important is what Wall Street Journal did.
What did they do?
Well, they called him an anti-Semite, which I think was idiotic.
You're right, you didn't agree with that. You made a clip about it in English, and you posted, because what I saw was from your Instagram where you posted that you should have been speaking in English a long time ago because you had a lot of more views on that clip than on
anything else. Yes,
it could also be the PewDiePie thing.
Yeah,
yes, definitely.
PewDiePie's trending. Yeah,
right. And
but what did he say?
No, he basically he
was he joking.
And I'll tell.
Oh yeah, like what did he say?
You'll know best.
Because to call someone an anti-Semite is, I feel like we're in the times where people are just throwing around these like huge words like anti-Semite and racist and like misogynist and sexist, when it's like people who are these things are different type of people. It's a whole different belief. Maybe you said something racist, or maybe you said something a little tongue-in-cheek, or maybe you're just being cheeky or provocative. But to label someone an anti-Semite, like, that's
well,
work.
PewDiePie paid, you know? paid people on a page where you can pay people to deliver a message. He was doing what he
well,
does,
they
which
can
is
do
surfing.
Whatever.
He's well, paying people to deliver a
yeah,
message.
Yeah, it's called Fiverr. You pay $5.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Anything for $5.
Anything for $5.
So he was trying it out, and he was writing down things that he think they should say or do. And some of them said and did those things.
Yeah.
Yes. Some of those things.
One of them was kill all Jews.
Yes.
Death to all Jews.
But Aaron's point was, and I haven't heard all this, but I remember when we talked about it, you said that he was like, what fucked up thing can I write and people will still do it for just $5? Like how little does it take to get people to do horrible or say
it was a social experiment,
things?
Maybe.
Yeah. Yes.
And then it is criticism of like how easy it is to get followers or get people to do stuff that they don't even believe in themselves, maybe.
Yeah.
More than anti-Semitic. Like it could have
precisely
been just like, kill all the me.
Yeah, exactly.
Kill all kids.
Yeah.
Kill all 3-year-olds.
Yes, and then he, as per usual, filmed his reaction as a sort of punchline, which is normal YouTuber behavior.
Yep.
Especially if you're a comedian, the reaction is sort of a punchline, physical one, but still. Well, that's not so strange for a comedian.
No.
I mean, a raised eyebrow. And then they called him an anti-Semite for it, which I think is, a bit much, actually.
It was, though. I am not defending neither the article or...
Did he post the video after it happened? Sure he did. Did he know he would get a reaction? Absolutely, I'm sure. I mean, that's why comedians use stronger language like swear words or... It's to, like... oomph a point, sort of. Yeah,
they did, but there were like eight things. Like they said, they looked through his channel. He said this and this and this.
Yeah,
and
he
this.
Was dressed as Hitler once and a couple of stuff like that.
But okay. That is also weird. As a, it just sounds. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, but it's out of context.
It's because it's
weird.
Cultural appropriation. Yes.
This is there.
I mean, doesn't PewDiePie know? That dressing up as Hitler, if you're not even German.
I think.
I mean, seriously. Listen, where's the fucking world going to?
I don't think we can look at him and say he's not German.
You know, when I see South African neo-Nazis dressed up as German Nazis, that's, you know, it's just...
But they're usually Dutch and...
Yeah, just makes me fucking angry, you know?
Hey, save it for your next PewDiePie YouTube series.
Sorry,
I might do more clips in English. I'm sure they won't be as popular, but whatever.
Sorry, when I segue into what happened with PewDiePie, and I was wondering if he got a sponsorship back or whatever, but nobody seems to know that. I was... you said we were talking about Tim Pool.
Yes, we were, because Yemi asked.
That was the first question I asked about, like,
but
how
what
you guys
did you
feel
think
about.
Then?
I think it's clickbait at the end of the day, but I also think it's important to... I think it's 50-50. I think it's clickbait. It is like it's a part of the news cycle, and they go around and around and around. Something else will happen, and then we'll shift to France or to Germany or whatever the next thing is. But I also think it's important for Swedes to look at the immigration reform and if it's working. I think that's also important. Like, and like you were saying, Swedes have this whole denial, like the last 200 years, nothing has happened, no epidemic. So you've afforded this kind of luxury to kind of overlook, I guess, integration of immigrants. And now with the influx of Syrians and refugees.
That's not even. I mean, these are two separate issues.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
The refugee crisis and the first and second generation of immigrants.
Yeah.
I think you should distinguish between
the
two.
No, absolutely.
They're,
yeah,
both handed monumentally bad.
Yeah.
And I think clickbait. What I did with PewDiePie is partly clickbait. Absolutely. No questions. Yeah. But what he does is different because conspiracy theories comes when there's
exactly.
no information.
Yeah.
So if people, even if they feel it's a problem and it's not true that it's a problem, or they see one instance of a problem and they extrapolate from that, then you need statistic to prove or disprove that statement, right? And if the Swedish government refuses to even acknowledge that there could be a problem.
That's the problem.
Yes, for us here in Sweden, that's absolutely the problem. And it becomes a problem abroad as well. We've been touting that we're a humanist superpower for a century around the world. And we're the first social democracy in the world. And we're held up by ourselves and socialists around the world as the shining example of that it works, that you can combine socialism and democracy.
Yeah.
Like, I would argue it has never worked. It's always been propped up by staying out of wars or having the US pay for our defense or... like, whatever. But the fact of the matter is we have, like, a collectivist culture, and when things become problems, we don't like to talk about them.
I want to say that the last thing is 100% true, that we don't like to talk about problems and stuff. But to say that, and I think you could argue definitely that the government or politicians in general, or the society in general, don't see as don't talk about, like, they could be more problematic about the issue. But to say that they're saying that there are no problems at all is just not true. They just recently make new suggestions all the time, and there's debates in newspaper, TV all the time about the problem with immigration. Like four years ago, on our largest debate program in Sweden, or most respected, again, that we had the question to all the leaders from all the parties within, and the question asked from the was how much immigration can Sweden take? Mm. So, like, we do see it. There's not a conception in Sweden that immigration, it comes with zero problems. There is no issues with it. It's just all great. That's not the viewer that there's no problems with disgust, then, but also you could argue that they're not being discussed enough or from the wrong viewpoint, or they're still not saying this or that, but there's some being said. And also why that guy is a troll and is something that I said you were when I was joking, but something you wouldn't do. When he said, like, I dare people to go and I'll pay for your expense if you go and live there. A bunch of people, journalists, was like, hey, I'll go. Yeah. Absolutely, I'll go see how it is. He was like, all you people say you'll go. Oh, you, because he realized he was, he can't pay for all this. He was like, oh, all you people say, are you guys crazy? This is how it looks like. And he posted four pictures from the riots of 2009, where like there were cars like set on fire and stuff. And that is like people, I'll pay you to go into the ocean. And people are like, oh, yeah, I'll go. Are you crazy? And just posting pictures from Jaws and Finding Nemo. Yeah. This happens in the ocean. There's oil there, something, pollution. Yeah. Are you crazy?
Did you guys hear about conscription coming back?
But the thing is, Soran.
Soran. Oh.
I don't think he's a troll. I think that even when the Swedish government or the Swedish officials talk about certain issues, they're definitely not cutting to the core of them, and they're avoiding certain subjects altogether. And
but
I think that is
thing.
That is
but using that argument.
It is painfully obvious to most adults, voting adults, and it's and since there's no other solution than the Swedish Democrats, people are being pushed into their arms because, you know,
I don't really agree, but I don't want to, that's a several hour long conversation, but I do want to say how is using that this is how it looks like in Sweden, there in the suburbs of Malmö, posting the pictures from a riot that happened 8 years ago, how is this not trolling? How is this being anybody that you should take seriously?
First of all, Tim Pool went to Rosengård. He said, there's no problem here.
No, I'm not.
This is fine. And then he went to Rinkeby and he said, there's definitely a problem here. Okay?
Yes.
So I think he was fair, and I think Swedish media's treatment of him, government media, public fucking service. They're so leftist in their fucking filter bubble.
Everything
is a socioeconomic issue. They don't see other. They don't see other things at all, and they completely miss individuals.
It
makes for a very skewed view of reality, and they can't take in anything else. And
I hear you, but
about conscription, like the draft is back or something. Or
oh
something
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Allmän värnplikt.
Yeah, the people born in 99 are the first one who are gonna do it. But it's still like when I did it, the year I'm born in 87, we were the last. Generation who had to do it, and still for us, I think it was like 9 or 11% of us that were had to do it. Were drafted. So it was.
Need to build an army in Sweden because we have the greatest army in the world.
The United States.
No, Finland.
Oh, okay.
Been a buffer towards Russia for hundreds of years, and we are very comfortable with the arrangement.
Yeah.
I cannot speak for the Finns.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah. Yes.
But could you agree that using that argument is not from a person who should take seriously? Not discussing any other thing with media or immigration or anything. But if you say, claiming that, how dare you go to this place posting pictures for something that happened 8 years ago and claiming like this is how it looks, how it is, and when you haven't even been there and keep staying up and not being like, oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Seriously.
Is this something
Seriously. You go to Möllevångstorget and everything is so cheap and everything is paid with cash and you can't use cards anyway. Where? What would you call that? That is a parallel society. It is untaxed.
Where is it?
Auron.
Malmö.
It is untaxed.
Could you answer?
It's untaxed. It's a parallel society. It operates by its own rules.
Could you say that? But my question was not to this. Could you say, I'm asking you about this person who argues like this. Is this somebody who you think should be taken seriously? If I post, don't go into the ocean, and I, because are you crazy if you go into the ocean and I post a picture of oil spill and a shark?
If it wasn't crazier than that, if he was wearing a shirt and tie and looking into the camera and not drooling, I would take his argument seriously enough to disprove him. Yes, because we have freedom of speech, and it is a part of every. It is a duty of every citizen to defend their views and have an ongoing discussion that never ends. And there are lots of idiots, and you're always going to have to disprove them. So there is no.
It's not about disproving. He's not taking this matter seriously when he's doing that, because you're not sitting in hours and hours discussing with somebody who claims. It is really important that we eat shit on Wednesdays and don't wear pants on Fridays.
All right, guys, we need to talk about something else.
All right, yeah, fair enough.
Don't you got to go to work?
Yeah, I do as well. But I have a...
What do you do?
I have a personal question for you that's mostly about me.
Yeah, what's going on?
Are you married?
No, we're not married.
Not married?
No.
Are you planning?
No. No,
because you have a ring on your finger.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
We should say.
Funny story. A friend of ours made it. Shout out Caroline, and we got engaged. But then we were talking about getting married, and then we looked into the laws, tax laws, and then like the U.S. tax government can kind of
double taxation.
Yeah, tax her, and she didn't feel comfortable with that, to say the least. No. And I wouldn't blame her because she makes. Like I said, she makes a lot of money, and my taxes are they're okay. But the U.S. like has a strong arm on like if you claim as a household. So we're just trying to figure that out. Will we get married? I don't know. It's not a big deal to me. And I don't think in Sweden it is either. You can be Sambo for like your life.
Everybody's a bastard.
A bastard.
A bastard child.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
so go ahead.
So it's not like I don't confine to the constructs of marriage and like doing a big party that I can't afford for friends and like, no, fuck that shit.
Oh, he's doing that.
Yeah, I'm doing it this summer.
Sorry.
I applaud you, Yamin. Yeah, I think keeping the government from your money is the number one priority.
No, her money. No, they get my, I have to claim this.
He's
year,
got so. No money.
Yeah, and I have
you're a role model. Yeah. For
I paid a huge a debt this year and I'm broke. Like, it was like.
You know what you should do with your fiance?
What should I do?
You should incorporate.
Incorporate?
Yes.
Like Abe?
Form a company together. Mm. Get employees. Like, fuck each other and create employees.
Yeah, exactly. Little kids. Do my bidding.
Are you getting married due to tax reasons as well?
No, it's not tax reasons.
It's for love. It's for love, okay. Actually.
Nice. And we're
planning. Pat, they're so stupid. He's marrying for love. So silly.
But we're
how much is your love costing?
Love's expensive.
It's fucking expensive.
When you incorporate, you make money.
We're
bleeding. We are bleeding. I give this company 2 years top. Yeah.
Is she in comedy? And
no, she's in, well, banking, basically.
She's in banking and making bad personal decisions.
Yep.
Nice.
But
horrible.
Right now, we're trying to figure out, we want to do something special for our wedding. Like
getting married?
No, for like the cake or something else. Because we were at a wedding on Santorini, as a Greek island, and they didn't have a cake, but they had an ice cream man come in with a ice cream cart and just handed out ice cream. And I was, that was the most brilliant thing.
Because Jesus Christ,
because I like ice cream, and I was drunk, and I was hungry.
And you like ice cream.
Yeah,
it's like the Eddie Murphy ice cream. Exactly.
That was ice cream.
That was the most brilliant thing.
Yeah.
I think you should snippet that out. Oh. Take that snippet out and just, that was the most brilliant thing, and people can guess what it was. I bet you everything.
I think the equivalent for me would be like if a guy was walking around with like a bucket of fried chicken. I'd be like, this is fucking awesome. Yeah. Let me get some strips, barbecue sauce, honey mustard.
I'm taking suggestions what we should do that's similar but not the exact same
thing.
Thing.
Maybe you're into gaming, do like a gaming cake or something. I don't know. Like they make those like cakes.
I was thinking like a food truck or something like that.
Food truck, that's
okay. I'm gonna have to attend this wedding, so I'd like it to like, you know.
What do you like?
Huge joint.
Come on, if you invest in a tuxedo once, you wanna give it somewhere.
Yeah, that's true.
Like
you should have a table of drugs.
Drugs. Yeah, we'll see. Baby people.
Don't tell him what I'm getting him for his wedding.
A table of drugs. There's an assortment of different illegal substances and
so on. No, but so if anyone's listening who has good ideas, please send them to me.
Because like, Petter needs help constructing elaborate memories he's going to have to forget in 2 years' time.
Mm. Also, this will be amazing when they look back at their...
When they look back and try to forget this, it's going to be really hard because they spend a lot of time.
Yeah. When they tell their future kids about their wedding, and how did you think about this? No, I asked strangers for help, and they thought of it for us.
Kids? Yeah. He's got one ball.
When's the wedding?
It's in late June.
Okay. That's pretty soon, dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but we got most of the stuff sorted out. Now it's just the fun stuff.
Nice.
And seating arrangements. That's not so fun.
Oh, my God.
Did you guys talk about the weed guys here? The two people that got the medicinal?
Yeah. We talked about it.
Do you think that's a move? I know, like 3 minutes, but do you think that's a move?
It's a huge improvement for them. That's for them, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, we all...
For the patients.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But, I mean, to society, you think Sweden's still looking at weed as...
I think it's changing slowly. We're... Gonna be very slow, but yeah.
We do think it's a good thing.
Maybe one step forward, and there's gonna be two steps back, and then maybe we can skip.
One of these guys is gonna freak out in a McDonald's or something, and then
with a...
No, they're not.
I want 40,000 nuggets.
Yeah,
that dude's high, man. Relax.
We can't have this. Yeah. How would it look like if everybody ordered 40,000 nuggets? What society would we have? Yeah.
McDonald's should be the first proponent of legalizing weed because that's their customer base. Yeah.
That and drunk people on Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
Slew
kids.
Yeah.
Like,
but you know, also we don't stand for anything we say in this podcast.
No. We take
no responsibility whatsoever.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Apparently, yeah, that must be nice. That is the deal we apparently have made with the listeners. And ourselves, really. I take responsibility for the things I remember. I want to tell you that. But
also,
I don't remember everything.
Also, if you have an egg account, you're not allowed to listen to our podcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you are allowed to listen to our podcast and any podcast you want to.
And you'll argue with any egg account out there.
Yeah. Aaron will do it. Hey, if you're an egg account and want to talk to someone... Hey,
I talk to egg accounts all the time.
I have
nice conversations with them.
No, you don't.
I've never talked to an egg account.
I do all the time as well. That's not a discussion, but they're not...
They tell me I'm a Jew. I'm telling them that's correct.
What of it?
All right. Thank you, Yemi, for coming.
Thank you, Petter. Thank you, guys. This was fun.
Can
I plug some stuff?
Yeah, plug.
Yeah, I got a podcast. It's just me ranting, usually in my living room. It's called Yemi Afolabi Podcast. It's on SoundCloud. And it's on iTunes, so check that out and like
how,
my page.
How much time did you spend on the name?
I was just like my initials and then podcast.
I've been in Yemi's podcast.
Yeah. I would love
for Yemi Afolabi podcast. Why did you have to make it so hard to?
No, it's Yap. It's Yap.
Oh,
but like
Yap
is an acronym for like yapping off or like talking shit.
That's good.
Yeah, okay. Because we thought it was called Yemi Afolabi podcast.
It is. But
it's like our podcast.
YAP, basically.
Yeah. So check it out. Give us some listens, some likes, and like my fan page. And
follow you on Twitter, Instagram.
Yemi Comedy. That's where I do more. Twitter. My Twitter's dead because Twitter's going to die soon.
Okay.
The date is in. But yeah. Thanks for having me, guys.
That was great.
Can I get one of these knives?
Probably not.
Okay.
So, you have some shows, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Aaron needs this for survival.
Yeah.
And opening letters.
En skam för Sverige. Gå in på enskam.se om man vill. Hjärtligt välkomna. Såklart.
Sämst.se. Jag, Jonathan, Ahmed och Branne kommer köra runt. Gå in på sämst.se och köpa era biljetter. Vi kommer till Oslo. Vi har bytt lokal i Göteborg, så nu finns biljetter över även till första kvällen som var slutsåld. Så gå in och köp biljetter om ni missade chansen att köpa, för nu får det plats fler människor. Det är det som är... Vi har bytt till en större lokal, alltså. Det är det som är...
Grymt, jag har släppt extra biljetter.
Exakt. Ja. Och dekonstruktiv kritik kan ni höra mig i.
Jesus.
Och Sandra Ilar. Och jag har lagt upp Sandra Ilars special Läckert på min YouTube. Så gå in och kolla på den.
Yep. And you're on your grind. Oh, I almost forgot. Shit. Yeah, I got a show with other Americans. It's called Team America. It's going to be great. We're doing it at the Hard Rock Cafe in Gothenburg, the 28th. That's a Friday. So if you're around
March,
Gothenburg,
March 28th.
April 28th.
April.
So that's, yeah, a couple weeks away. Get tickets. Or are we going to start promoting it soon? That's going to be great. It's all English. It's going to be fun.
Cool. That's great. I forgot to say, sorry, Petter.
Yeah.
the documentary Sorans Krig.
Just that.
As we're going to talk about that, we might get a chance to do so afterwards. It's... it airs premieres on SVT Play, så kommer det gå sex avsnitt, sex kvartar. 19, 20, 21 så kommer två stycken avsnitt. Sen den 22 går det en timme på SVT 1 klockan 21.
Mm.
Dokumentär.
Snyggt.
Så om man vill titta på det, det är väl läskigt och besvärligt på alla sätt och vis.
Både för dig och för tittarna.
Ja, det är inte min dokumentär. Alltså den bara, de bara följt mig och klipp. Jag har inte bestämt vad som ska med. Vi har ju spelat in på TS Kaos också.
Ja, bland annat. Det ska vi också påminna folk att gå till TS Kaos.
Tonight. Yeah, I'll be up there tonight. Yeah. Really excited about that.
Yeah, so if you listen to this and you have a time machine,
go back
yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday Yemi was there and he
I usually record my sets if that's okay and put a minute clip from the so you can
more than okay.
On his Instagram and come every Monday, doors open at
Scala?
7
Scala Theater, baby.
So you have a lot of 1 minute clips on your Instagram.
Yeah, that's what I'm starting to do, just because you find gold sometimes, and that, you know, just to keep people engaged and show the art form, man. I'm trying to work on something great, so I was like, you know, I'm open to critique and feedback and, you know, jokes and stuff like that. So minute clip. Maybe
and I have social media as well. If you're listening, you can get me at fax. Fax me at 086554085.
You have a fax machine?
Yeah, sure. And Minicall, if you want to like meet up, have a coffee, you can reach me on Minicall. I think my old number was 0856. Petter, you had something as well.
Beep. No, we don't have time for it. Shit, sorry. Well, I'm going to Gothenburg the 30th of March with Nisse Hallberg and Albin Olsson at Opalen Comedy. And then I'll be back in Gothenburg on the 5th of April. I'll be at Pandora.
Doing an all-American show.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay.
All Swedish show, I assume. Might be some American. It's going to be great. So, Yemi, thank you so much.
Cheers, thanks for having me, guys.
And thank you guys for listening. Talk to you next week.
Peace.
Bye.
Hello.
Hey.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.